In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of my God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil. All that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this night, when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find in us nothing but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we, by our words and actions, serve one another in love. For we are all one body and one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter their sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. Gabriel, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Terry, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Colleen, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sharon, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Savannah, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Barrett, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Carolyn, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Morgan, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Darren, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mary, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yvonne, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Nathan, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Andrea, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Benjamin, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mabel, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Larry, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lillian, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dorothy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Katie, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Marlene, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Charlotte, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miriam, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lisa, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sally, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Randy, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miguel, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gary, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Carol, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. David, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mary, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Vern, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
May continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is from Exodus chapter 24. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood is a covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him.
For that which which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand.
The Epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and
the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord creates faith and makes for himself a people. He does this by holy baptism. He absolves us, the baptized, in the holy absolution. He instructs and loves us, forgives us through the preaching of his word. He speaks to us through the Bible. And he listens as we open our hearts to him in prayer. He then gives himself to us in the sacrament of the altar. He enters into us that we would be brought into him. We misunderstand and misappropriate these gifts when we try to understand them separately or as mere avenues of grace, rather than as grace itself, or as mere avenues to Christ, rather than as Christ himself. They belong together. They are all grace, they are all Christ. And when they are together, the Holy Communion becomes the obvious center. This is not because it is greater than the other gifts to measure it in degree. Grace is grace, and Christ is Christ. But the Holy Supper belongs at the center because this is where the Lord incarnate, that is, the Lord in our flesh, comes to us and enters our flesh in his flesh. The Holy Supper is the lifeblood of our life in Christ. Our ceremonies in the divine service indicate something of this. We do not treat all Bible readings the same. We only stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. That's because the Gospels contain the very words and actions of our incarnate Lord, of God in the flesh, for us. We do not stand as a confession against the rest of the Bible. All of the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, all of it is the inspired word of God, the sole source and norm of all our doctrine and life. God speaks to us in all of it, and Jesus himself testifies that the whole thing from beginning to end is about him. So it's not because we think less of the Old Testament or the Epistle reading. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel because we want to confess the significance and centrality of our Lord's holy incarnation, of our God, who is man, who took up our flesh to be a sacrifice. So also, the Holy Supper takes the highest position ceremonially and theologically in the divine service. It is like standing for the reading of the Holy Gospel. It is not a confession against the other gifts. There's no contest to see which is the greatest in the kingdom of God: baptism, absolution, preaching, Bible study, prayer, or communion. They are all grace. They are all Christ. The centrality of the Holy Supper does not lower or dismiss God's other gifts. It simply recognizes and confesses the centrality of the incarnation of our God, who is a man, who took up our flesh to be a sacrifice. This is why on this Holy Thursday evening, we get away from our Lenten fast and actually sing the Gloria in Excelsis tonight, because we want to confess that the centrality of the Lord's Supper is based upon the holy incarnation of our Lord, which is what the Gloria in Excelsis confesses. This is how God has loved us and saved us, dear friends. He became one of us. He became a man. This is the fulfillment of all prophecy, the culmination of history and creation. So the Holy Communion, the Holy Supper, where God comes to us in his incarnate flesh, inherited from St. Mary, has more elaborate ceremonies than preaching or the reading of the scriptures or of prayer. It is the central point and main event in the divine service. All the other gifts, baptism, absolution, prayer, preaching, hymn singing, holy marriage, and such, circle around and lead to it or are drawn from it. We live our lives in Christ, to and from the holy altar where he is present and still tabernacles among us. This is as it should be. From the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord instituted not merely a sacrament, but the church itself. What he gave to the apostles that night was his lifeblood and his legacy. He gave them himself. He established a sacramental union with the church. He left his father and his mother and joined himself as one flesh to his bride. He is intimately joined to her in the Holy Communion. He and his beloved, his bride, the Holy Church, you are one flesh with him and with one another right here at the holy altar. This is what Jesus is teaching the disciples in the upper room with the foot washing, by the way. It's not a mere lesson about humility and service. It is a picture of the intimacy our Lord will share with them and all who have been baptized into him until he returns on the last day. In other words, it is a picture of the Holy Communion, the Holy Supper itself. This is made clear by our Lord's interaction with St. Peter, who doesn't yet understand the meaning of this. Jesus tells him that he need not be bathed again, but only needs to be washed. So it is with you, dear friends in Christ. You have been bathed in the water of holy baptism and clothed in Christ himself. You have no need to be bathed again. For you remain clothed in the white robe of Christ's perfect holiness and righteousness. But, sinners that you are, you have dirtied that robe with your sins. So you do need to be washed. And washed you are. Washed in holy absolution as you were just a little bit ago. And in God's holy word that you hear read to you, that you sing in the liturgy, and that is preached to you from this pulpit. All of which leads to the ultimate washing at the altar, where you are rinsed clean in the blood of the Lamb himself, and your baptismal gowns are made white as snow again. Come then on this Holy Thursday and be washed. Come and kneel before Jesus, not to have your feet washed, but to be cleansed through and through in body and soul. Take, eat. Take, drink, for Jesus' flesh is real food, and his blood is real drink. Is means is. And this is your lifeblood and the center and source of your faith in Christ. This is your sustenance, the heavenly manna rained down for you during your pilgrimage in the wilderness of this sinful world. This, dear friends in Christ, is your pledge and guarantee that you are in Christ and he is in you, that eternal life is yours. This is where the love of Christ enters you, so that you may love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This holy night, when we commemorate the sacrament of the altar being instituted by our Lord and Savior Jesus, we take up the Christian questions with their answers prepared by Dr. Martin Luther for those who intend to go to the sacrament. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe it. I am a sinner.
How do you know this?
From the Ten Commandments, which I have not kept.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yes, I am sorry that I have sinned against God.
What have you deserved from God because of your sins?
His wrath and displeasure, temporal death, and eternal damnation.
Do you hope to be saved?
Yes, that is my hope.
In whom then do you trust?
In my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God, amen.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross with the forgiveness of sins.
Did the Father also die for you?
He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit, but the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed his blood for me.
How do you know this?
From the Holy Gospel, from the words instituted in the sacrament, and by his body and blood given me as a pledge in the sacrament.
What are the words of institution?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you with the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Do you believe, then, that the true body and blood of Christ are in the sacrament?
Yes, I believe it.
What convinces you to believe this?
The word of Christ. "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood."
What should we do when we eat his body and drink his blood, and in this way receive his pledge?
We should remember and proclaim his death and the shedding of his blood, as he taught us. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Why should we remember and proclaim his death?
First, so that we may learn to believe that no creature could make satisfaction for our sins. Only Christ, true God and man, could do that. Second, so that we may learn to be horrified by our sins and to regard them as very serious. Third, so we may find joy and comfort in Christ alone, and through faith in him be saved.
What motivated Christ to die and make full payment for your sins?
His great love for his Father, and for me, and other sinners. As it is written in John 14, Romans 5, Galatians 2, and Ephesians 5.
Finally, why do you wish to go to the sacrament?
That I may learn to believe that Christ, out of great love, died for my sins, and also learn from him to love God and my neighbor.
What should admonish and encourage a Christian to receive the sacrament frequently?
First, both the command and the promise of Christ the Lord. Second, his own pressing need, because of which the command, encouragement, and promise are given.
But what should you do if you are not aware of this need and have no hunger and thirst for the sacrament?
To such a person, no better advice can be given than this. First, he should touch his body to see if he still has flesh and blood. Then he should believe what the scriptures say of it in Galatians 5, Romans 7. Second, he should look around to see whether he is still in the world, and remember that there will be no lack of sin and trouble, as the scriptures say in John 15:16, and in 1 John 2 and 5. Third, he will certainly
questions and answers are no child's play, but are drawn up with great earnestness of purpose by the venerable and devout Dr. Luther, for both young and old. Let each one pay attention and consider it a serious matter. For St. Paul writes to the Galatians in chapter 6, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked." Let's pray. We come to you, Holy Father, with praise and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him, we beg you to accept and bless the prayers and offerings we bring. Do not consider what we truly deserve, but grant us your forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, your holy church. Watch over her and guide her. Grant her peace and unity throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, our president, our public servants, and all in our armed forces. Guide, bless, and protect, and uphold them in honor. Bring all nations into the ways of peace and justice. In your kindness and love, grant us seasonable weather and an abundance of the fruits of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember, Lord, all who suffer for your name, all who are in prison, the hungry and ill-clad, the poor and the lonely, those who travel and all who cry out to you in their time of need. Take them under your tender care and grant them a happy issue out of all their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that we may receive worthily this sacramental mystery, the New Testament of our divine Redeemer. For he is truly the Lamb of God, who gave himself once and for all as a holy, spotless, and perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin and for the life and salvation of the whole world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Join our prayers and praises with those of your faithful people of every time and every place, and unite them in the ceaseless petitions of our great high priest, until he comes again in power and great glory as victorious Lord of all. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of Christ given for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you. The very body of Christ given 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 for you.
The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you.
May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ,
body of Christ
shed for
given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Christ shed for you. of Christ that frees. Very loved. Very blood of Christ shed for you. Very blood of Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ shed for you.
This holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? The Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet from the womb. You made me trust you. cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me. Our trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan. Open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword. My precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell you of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. Amen. kingship belongs to the Lord. And he rules over the nations. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a